Welcome to Dr. K's unofficial ER podcast. I'd like to thank everyone for the well wishes and the comments about last week's episode. I value everyone's opinion, and I would love to hear more, and I would love to hear some questions. And one thing I would like to see is I'm trying to plan out this summer's podcasts, and for some reason, I'm drawing a blank on most memorable, funniest moments and the most memorable patients. And I don't know why I'm drawing a blank. Probably because 12 years is a lot to remember. Or maybe it's because it's almost midnight here and I'm tired. Or maybe because it's the ninth attempt of trying to record and post this podcast. I don't know what's up. Maybe Podomatic is having difficulties tonight and yesterday, but I'm here to talk about ER and last night's episode, There Are No Angels Here. It was a Darfur episode, which if you listen to last week's podcast, I don't like Darfur episodes. I think they're very boring, and last night's was no exception. Now, I'm sure there's people out there that love Darfur episodes and Africa episodes. Sorry, my mic fell. But I'm not one of them. I love County. I'm old school. I like watching traumas happen, and I love it when the ER gets filled up with screaming patients and blood and guts everywhere, and, you know, helicopters falling on top of doctors. But, last night, there was nothing of that. There was some blood and a little action, but not much. To me, there wasn't much storyline. Izzat got shot. They tried to save him. Izzat got kidnapped by the government. Satina, his wife, came in active labor looking for him. She had a C-section. She bled out. Pratt and Zachariah tried to bring him to the town. Janjaweed tried to stop him. Pratt shot a Janjaweed, and Pratt brought her to the city, and he came back. Zachariah came back, and the episode ended with violins and harps and birds chirping and all this happiness. But, I know I'm being stupid, but I hated the episode. I'd give it a 0.5 star out of 5. There was a couple good scenes I did like. The scene where the baby died. I didn't like it because the baby died, but I liked it. I liked seeing how different Pratt and Carter were. Pratt was upset that the baby was dying, and he wanted to help him. But Carter was like, no, we need... Well, he didn't say this, but he you could tell he was going to say, no, we have all these other patients we need to help too, so we need to move on. And I guess that's how it would be in that situation. You can't dwell on the dead. But I like comparing him to John in the first season, how completely different they were. No, 12 years has passed, and a lot of stuff has happened in 12 years, which we'll get to this summer. But, it's very drastic change, and I know Darfur changes people, and rightly so, but it was nice to see the night and day between John, the med student, and John now. What made me like the episode was the mention of Joshua. John told the woman that he had lost a child as well, and the woman said, how can I believe a baby would die in a Western hospital? And that's probably something that Kim and John ask themselves every day, because I know I would. The other scene I liked was when the government was coming to the bunker, and they had to hide Satina, and they hid her. And for a distraction, Debbie got naked and got into the shower, and the government guys came in and found her and basically ran away with the tails in between the legs. And I really liked that scene. But that pretty much was it. Her C-section was cool because nice blood and guts again. And it was nice to see Pratt feel a little guilty about killing that Zhongli and seeing him try to go to help him, but Zachariah said no. I just didn't like the episode. I didn't see any good qualities about it, except for the difference between Pratt and John, and seeing how much John has grown up, which is nice, because he really has, although he's have always been my least favorite character, but it's still nice to see him growing up. But next week's episode looks interesting. It looks, I don't know, it could be upsetting, but it could be funny, and it could be touching. It looks like it's going to be a Clemente and Gallant episode, which will be cool. It's, I can't remember the title right off the top of my head, but it should be interesting. It's, Greg is back in the ER, and he's working, and DeBanco has some good news for Neela, and two U.S. Army officers visit the ER, and the staff is worried, all staffers are worried that it's bad news, which it might be. Clemente comes to work, probably strung out, but he comes to work all crazy, and he puts lives of his patients in jeopardy, and Kovach tells him just to cool it and leave. And finally, Albright and Morris can't hide their sexual tension anymore, and it sounds like they're going to give into it, which will be cool. Sharif is in next week's episode, and I miss him, so that will be nice. And, I don't know. If anyone did enjoy last night's episode, I would love to hear from you. And please tell me what scenes you loved and why you loved them. I mean, the acting was great in last night's episode, don't get me wrong. I mean, ER has a bunch of fantastic actors, and they always hire great ones. But if someone loved last night's episode, and I know there are, just please feel free to tell me. I would love to hear from you. Until next week, which looks like it will be a fantastic episode, and I hope I'm not getting my hopes up for nothing. I'll see you next week.